On Christmas Eve of 1968, NASA astronauts Bill Anders, Frank Borman, and Jim Lovell boldly went where no one had gone before, around the moon.
The crew of Apollo 8 has a message that we would like to send to you.
Apollo 8 was originally a mission designed to test the command and lunar modules while orbiting the Earth. But Cold War heat launched Lovell and his colleagues further.
We had intelligence information that the Russians were going to put a man or two men just circumnavigate the moon and come back.
When they took off from Cape Canaveral, Florida, 50 years ago, the Apollo 8 crew succeeded in beating the Russians to the moon and making history.
And our job was to look for suitable landing spots.
Everybody remembers Apollo 11. It was the first time people walked on the moon. But Apollo 8 was the first time that humans had actually gotten that close.
Andrew Johnston is the Vice President of Astronomy and Collections at the Adler Planetarium in Chicago, where Jim Lovell's space-flown flight suit and flight manual from Apollo 8 are on display.
Well, the Apollo 8 mission was a landmark in human exploration. It was the first time humans had ever left the close vicinity of the Earth, and the first time human eyes had ever seen the far side of the moon.
But Johnston says the most important discovery wasn't found at Apollo 8's destination, orbiting the moon. It's what they left behind.
It was the first time that humans had seen the Earth as this blue marble floating in space and really changed how we think about our planet.
To me, this was a real adventure. It was like a mini Lewis and Clark expedition.
Jim Lovell says the importance of the Apollo 8 mission came to him 7 months later while watching the Apollo 11 crew, those who would ultimately land on the moon, take off from Cape Canaveral while standing next to famed aviation pioneer Charles Lindbergh.
But he says it was Apollo 8. It was the real deal. For the first flight to the moon, to navigate to the moon for the first time, to circle the moon, this to him was the epitome of the program as he saw it.
Apollo 8 wasn't Lovell's last trip to the moon. In April of 1970, he was finally on his way to the lunar surface. But instead of landing, a catastrophic accident forced the crew to slingshot the moon in a desperate attempt to return back to Earth in a crippled spacecraft.
Houston, we've had a problem.
Today, Apollo 13 is remembered as NASA's successful failure. And while it would be Lovell's last mission into space, he says he is at peace with his place in history as the first to see the far side of the moon and Earthrise as a member of the historic Apollo 8 mission.
And from the crew of Apollo 8, we close with good night, good luck, a Merry Christmas, and God bless all of you on the good Earth.
Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Chicago, Illinois.